My dad and both my uncles racing. I started off racing when I was 12, thought it was just something fun to do. We started winning more races, won championships in the Thunder Roadsters and everything. And once I turned 14, 15, I became more serious about it, and last year made me really realize what I wanted to do, and that was racing.
Chrissy's dad, Mike, also began his NASCAR career in Martinsville in 1990. I'm Joe Moore. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Got a car? Got a lube? Your total vehicle maintenance service center in Snohomish County. As a locally owned company, Got a Lube offers the best service without the pressure and hassles of a national chain. KRKO listeners mention this ad and get $10 off a full service oil change. Got a Lube features top quality products from Quaker State, Castrol, and Rain-X. Online at gotalube.com and located at Smoky Point, Snohomish, Monroe, and four locations in Everett. Open 7 days a week. Got a car? Got a lube.
One team that is going to really make a huge impact and keep your eyes.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Richard Childress Racing teammates right now, 1 and 2, staying out on the racetrack. They are right together on the speedway led by Scott Flimmer.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Started an interview. I just really didn't want to start right there. But we'll play that in the next section as we continue our visit with the principals in the big main event or big event opening up Saturday night season of Evergreen Speedway. And that is the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. It just gets easier every time I say it. But another companion race on that, and it's hugely anticipated. And a lot of people are coming from all over the state. And that is to watch the Doug James Memorial sprint car race with the NSRA. And to that effect, we've got the gentleman, the brains, the genius behind the NSRA on the phone, and that is Kurt Kearns. You still there, buddy?
I'm here.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You're going to put on a whale of a show out there Saturday night for all of us, huh?
You know, we hope so, for gosh sakes. You know, before you go any farther, Steve, I got to say, I've been sitting here listening to this thing since you guys came on.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've known Scott and Ron both for quite a while. And I'm thinking, you know, you throw me into this deal. There's two guys that have spent a big portion of their career in the booth talking to the folks who are excellent speakers, and then here I come. Great.
Well, that's why you're on the phone.
Yeah. That's why you didn't invite me into the booth. I get it.
He can't see us laughing at him. All right.
Well, that's true, and I can always just cut you off anytime I want. So,
and you've done that before, too.
I have. You're correct.
Drag them up onto the flag stand.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what? That's right. That's exactly right, Galen.
You know, I know a way you could make a lot of money really quick, Kurt, and that is to sell a couple spots on the flag stand when those guys fire off their main event coming up Saturday night. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, like being up there on the flag stand when those guys go by a full song. Oh, what, you're going to have how many cars, 25 at least?
You know, we're hoping that we get that many. I mean, you know, I would hate like heck for us that have been around this deal. I mean, NSRA has been around for 22 years, and if we show up with less cars than this thing that's like 2 years in existence, I'm going to be embarrassed.
Well, no, you'll be fine, because no matter whether, you know, you put 20 cars out there, it's just a hell of a show.
Well, it is, you know, and you're absolutely right, Steve. I mean, standing up in that flag stand and watching that group of guys come out of turn four, hang on to your hat.
Yeah.
You're standing up there because it gets really windy.
Yeah, God forbid you have a hairpiece, huh? Because you ain't going to find it. That hairpiece will end up over in the beer garden.
Oh, gosh, I'm old, Steve, but I still got my hair.
Yeah. It's not aluminum?
Ooh.
No,
you don't have trouble getting to airports, do you, Kurt?
I don't even own a gun, so
there you
Ron.
Go.
Hey, Steve, we got the 2007 champion on the line, Andy Allenberg, Alberding, if I said that right.
Cool.
Are you there, Andy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Roger that.
10-4.
So where do we find you at tonight, Andy?
Actually, I'm sitting at home.
Are you?
That's Roseburg, Oregon?
Yeah, wow. We decided to sit home and sit out the practice, so kind of see how the weather looks before we head up on Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's quite a dicey risk you may have to take. But tell us about, let's say you do make it up, and we're all praying for good weather. I know Ron is over there just sweating it out, and Scott is too. But talk about your experiences in these big 5/8 races, because without a doubt, you guys are just hauling the mail.
We love that racetrack. It's a lot of fun to run. I personally have only got to run about a race and a quarter there. Mm-hmm. But it's a blast. I mean, it's the biggest track we go to. And it's kind of nice to get on a track where you've got some room as opposed to the rest of the schedule where you don't really get to use the car. And it's a lot of fun. We love going there. It's always iffy on the weather, but it's worth it if you do get to race. So.
The smallest track is a quarter mile?
Well, it's close. But
What absolutely amazes me is the ability for you guys to maneuver on that track. And you guys are just awesome coming down the straightaways and on the backstretch, but where you guys really shine is in the turns. And we've mentioned it quite a few times on this show before about, you know, you've got two separate types of turns on that 5/8 track at Monroe, but you guys are pretty much have the ability to go anywhere you want on that track.
Well, we do, and at least from my short experience there, the track is so fun because it, setup doesn't really seem to matter so much. It's just hold the gas pedal down, and I mean, as long as you can hold it open, the car will eventually stick. So it's really a weird racetrack. I mean, the first time I was there, we were in the middle of a heat race, and the wind moves those cars around so much. I remember coming down the front stretch, and all of a sudden, the car just moved over a groove, and I was scared I was going to take the guy out next to me because I had no control at that point. But it's kind of a fun, you know, hairy feeling like that. It's cool.
Hey, Kurt, going into this being the opener for the 2008 season, and Andy was obviously the champion in 2007. Who do we look for tomorrow? Andy probably be tough. Who else do we look to see on Saturday?
Well, I think as the guys found out last year, Jake Mann has got that joint figured out. Randy Bauer is going to show up in a pretty strong car. I mean, Alan Getz won several championships a number of years ago, and Alan's putting Randy in the car, and that's always a strong car. Jeff Montgomery's coming back down, and from what I understand, going to pretty much support the schedule all the way through. And obviously, I mean, Jeff won the championship in 2006. So, I mean, you know, there's several guys that, take your pick. It'll be exciting.
Andy, this will be like I said before, this will be the first race of the season. Do you consider the 5/8 a strong point for you, or is this maybe one of your weaker tracks? What do you look at going into this?
Well, as of right now, it's a strong track. We haven't ran there enough to screw it up, so... it's a good track. I mean, and it's fun. We enjoy it. We look forward to it. I'm really glad that we got to run there twice last year, so we actually got to put in some more time on it. We really enjoy the track. But like Kurt said, there's a lot of cars anymore that can show up and have a shot at winning. It's just whoever happens to hit it right.
Well, good luck this weekend, Andy. We're going to spend a few more minutes with Kurt Kearns, and we're going to have a couple others. So thank you for joining us tonight, Andy. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
See you Saturday, Andy.
See you later, bye.
Hey, Kurt, while I've got you here for a second, while we got a quiet moment, the all-time track record is held by an SRA car out at Evergreen Speedway.
It is, actually. Scott, one of the things that, and maybe we don't beat our drum enough for it, but these 360 sprint cars hold track records at about 20 different racetracks in our area.
Wow.
And that's over... some pretty staunch super modified, Scott, if you remember right.
Yes, it was. Matter of fact, you were there on the same weekend, and you guys were almost a second quicker than the super mods.
Yeah, it's, unfortunately, I still got some pretty close ties to those guys.
Why do you say unfortunately?
I get beat up on occasion over that, but hey, let's face it, the NSRA guys are fast.
They are.
I grew up with a gentleman by the name of Randy Bauer. We kind of hung out at the old dirt track up at Old Sky Valley, and Kurt was up there. And Randy, are you with us?
Yes, he is now.
Is Randy with us now?
Good to hear your voice, Caleb.
It's good to hear you're going to be back in a race car here shortly. What's this all about? You're going to be driving for Alan, huh?
Yeah, Alan gave me a call. I was at work and
went to a trade show, and on Monday I came back, and first call of the day on Monday morning was Alan Getz, and that thought was an exciting call for a guy like me. I don't get a run that often, and so when a guy like Alan calls me up, I'm ready to go.
Last year you had an opportunity at this same opener, if I'm not mistaken, to drive Alan's car and had some engine troubles. Did you get any other opportunities through last year, or is this just going to be the next opportunity?
This is just going to be the next opportunity. I had he gave me a shot at the Roy Price Memorial. Roy and I were good friends, and so I was excited to run that race. And unfortunately, we had a motor problem in practice and didn't get a run. But had a good strong car in the beginning. Alan always puts together a great race car.
Is this deal going to be something just for this opener? You could plan on running a little more this year. Or is that yet undecided?
It's really just undecided right now. Right now it's just for this, and we'll see how we do, and maybe we'll get to go play a little bit more.
Knowing your personality growing up, you probably haven't really looked at who's going to be competing this weekend, but I'm curious if you've actually sat down, looked at who's going to be there, and who you think the front runners might be, obviously, besides yourself.
You know, you guys mentioned all those front runners just a few minutes ago on the radio, and you know, it was Andy Alberding, of course. You got Jake Mann, who, like Kurt says, definitely got Monroe Speedway figured out. And yeah, the Montgomerys have come out of Canada, and then you got Craig Deaver, who's always fast. Mm-hmm. There is a handful, 6-8 guys that could win an NSRA event at any given night.
Well, we look forward to meeting you on Saturday, and good luck with the race Saturday night.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you for being on, Randy.
Good to hear your voice, Galen. We'll see you Saturday.
I'm seeing a theme here.
Well, hey, if you buy my pit pass.
I don't want to steal programs, okay?
If you buy my pit pass, I'll come out and I'll air up a tire or something for you.
Out of way. All right. Look forward to seeing you guys.
All right, take care. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being with us. Now, let's see.
On line 6, we got Jake Mann.
Yeah, but line 6 isn't showing me the love that we wanted.
We
just lost Kurt. It never fails. If I cut Kurt off,
well, he's listening.
I wouldn't have it any other way. So, Kurt, thank you so much. We were about done with you anyways. No, I only mean that it's said with love. So we've got Jake on the line, correct?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not
you tell
much.
Us.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just can't wait to get back out there. I hope these AquaTread radials that we bought actually work on Saturday.
Hey, Jake, I got a email in. It says Jake Mann question, and quickly it says ask Jake if he remembers the story of his dad driving on the turn 4 fence at Skagit. It will be a story that we will want to hear.
You know, see, I'm trying to separate my career from
Okay.
That's a whole different show, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, he's got a permanent twitch in his neck from that. So,
oh, no.
No, those were pretty good days. Old dad, he had the motto of when in doubt, gas it. And,
there you go.
Yeah, I think he learned his lesson the hard way.
All right.
So what's your motto?
My motto is, well, you know, Kenny Waller put it best. You just load this thing up in one piece, and, you know, it's a good day. So, yeah, just stay out of trouble, I guess.
All right, quickly, Jake, what are you looking for on Saturday other than the checkered flag? That track is going to be fast, and you guys are going to be the first ones on it come main event time on Saturday night. But kind of briefly talk us through your night.
Through the night, you know, it's we've got a lot of new equipment on the car this year, and so it's just going to be kind of figuring it out, you know. Especially you know, going to Monroe this time of the year, it's a totally green track, so you know, I don't know, everybody's kind of on the same playing field. I kind of doubt that we're going to get practice in tomorrow, so I don't know. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, everything that Kenny Waller and his wife Diane have provided on this car is just, I mean, it is just A1 top-notch stuff, and we are just really excited to get the season underway and definitely at Monroe at our home track.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you blistering it up out there, pal. Good luck Saturday night. Good luck the rest of the season, and we'll be in touch.
Right on, guys. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. And I got to give a shout-out to Fred Hall at Speedway Autocraft. That guy, I mean, he's gone out of his way to help us out. So anybody out there with, you know, any kind of auto body needs, he's the guy to call.
Cool. We will see you out there, bud. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Take care, Jake.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Have a good night. Thanks to Kurt. Sorry to cut you off.